And now this is a dictation for Logan, L-O-G-A-N, Gene, G-E-N-E, Polly, P-O-L-L-E-Y, June 11, 53, address as a letter, Dr. Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, 6680423. Dear Dr. Ferguson, a video conference for Mr. Polly, who has chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, bilateral renal cyst. Last visit in August. He's having severe back pain radiated to the right side, worsening on standing and walking. Very suggestive for spinal stenosis, which has been documented in the past. Neurosurgeon is not planning to do invasive procedures. They are concerned how much of this pain could be related to bilateral renal cysts, some of them which are complex. He follows with urology. Presently, no vomiting dysphagia, alternates from normal, loose, and hard stools without bleeding, urine right now without infection, cloudiness, or blood. Pain is better at rest and lying down, denies chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea, a stable lower extremity edema, no anti-inflammatory agents, minor orthopnea, no PND, medication list review. I will highlight maximal dose of losartan 100 on Lasix 40 and diltiazem 60. He's on pain control with morphine, Percocet, oxycodone. Next paragraph, he is alert, orientation 3. Does not appear to be in respiratory distress, normal speech, mild decreased hearing, blood pressure 142/83 with a weight of 263, which is the same as in August. Next paragraph, I have the report of the MRI, February 9, ordered by urology, Dr. Curie, C-U-R-R-Y. He shows this complex cyst, no obstruction. There is no ascites or lymph nodes, no compromised abdominal aorta, inferior vena cava, spleen is normal, no bile obstruction. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. January, elevated AST, ALT, non-fatty liver, other liver function test normal, cell count normal, no anemia, electrolyte acid base normal, creatinine 1.58, for a GFR of 44, stage 3, a normal albumin, calcium, magnesium, next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3, which appears stable over time, no progression, and no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, diabetic nephropathy, proteinuria, or maximal dose, losartan. Next number, obesity. Next number, hypertension, appears to be acceptable. Next number, bilateral renal cysts, some of them complex, followed by urology without hydronephrosis. Next number, abnormal liver function test in relation to non-biopsy-proving non-alcoholic steatohepatitis and degree of fibrosis. He does imaging for scar tissue every 6 months, followed with liver specialist in Greenville, G-R-E-E-N-V-I-L-L-E. Next number, history of carcinoid tumor of the right lung, status post-surgery, no recurrence. Next number, narcotic exposure. Next number, back pain, characteristics of spinal stenosis. worsening on standing and moving, relief at rest. I doubt this is related to the above renal cyst. He will follow with urology. He's talking about a second opinion from neurosurgeon. Urology, of course, might decide to do more aggressive treatment based on the characteristics of the complex cyst, not necessarily for the back pain, which is probably not related to the kidneys. Chemistries in a regular basis, come back in 6 months.